word of God says in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Welcome to the Blessed Assurance Podcast with Pastor Enrico White, senior pastor of Weeping Willow AME Zion Church. In this podcast, you'll receive the word of God with anointed clarity and revelation straight from the throne of grace. Now, let's join Pastor White with the word of God already in progress.
And to all of you, my father's children, there is a word from the Lord. You won't scare me if you say amen.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 3. I reiterate again verses 13 and 14 where we find these words. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. From that portion of God's word, I want to use as a thought this morning, pressing on. Pressing. Look at someone this morning. Don't scare them. Smile. And tell them, press on, press on, press on, press on. When I was growing up as a young fella, you used to hear the adage, the cliche, that if at first you don't succeed, try again. However, time has moved on and attitudes have now changed, and we find ourselves now at a point and place in our culture that we have now adapted and adopted the philosophy that if at first we don't succeed, then quit. We live in a quitting culture. We live in a quitting society. We live now with a bunch of spiritual weaklings that no longer want to hang in there and endure to see what the end is going to be. But we now are amongst a culture that now says it's time to jump ship. But we find here in this passage that Paul is warning, he's encouraging the people of God in the church of Philippi that we cannot quit, because quitting is not a part of who we are. Now what's interesting is you've got to remember here that while Paul, he himself, is encouraging this group of believers that find themselves going through challenges, he's encouraging them to hang on in there. Paul himself is locked up in a Roman jail. Now, truth is, had that been us in Paul's situation, that there's nowhere in the world we find ourselves in a miserable place, in a miserable condition, telling other folk to rejoice. Because we want our misery to have some company. Can I preach this morning? Here writes to this group of believers at Philippi. He tells them to rejoice in the Lord. I need somebody to understand, I don't care what your situation is, you got a reason to be happy. I don't care how challenging life may be, you got a reason to rejoice. I don't care how long you've had to struggle or how bad life has gotten, you ought to just say, he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. I got food on my table, I got breath in my lungs, I got a reason to rejoice. I dare somebody to shout, I got a reason. I got a reason to rejoice. I can imagine there were those who were expecting Paul to give up, let alone to encourage others. I can expect there were those who were expecting Paul to hang in the towel, let alone encouraging folks to hang on in their weeping willow. I gotta let you know that there are some folk who are expecting you to give up. There are some folk who are anticipating you hanging in the towel. 43 years of Dr. Wardell Henderson, 43 years of ministry together, and after 43 years, things now suddenly have changed. They are expecting you to close up your Bibles, pack up your hymn books, take your robe off, and go home. But I got something to tell you up in here. We got to press on. Paul. So we are.
We
are the circumcision of God. We are that part of God that can't give up. We can't give in. We can't give out. We are that part of God that has to hang on the end there. We are that part that has to press no matter what comes our way. And I simply come this morning to encourage somebody in here to press on, to press on, to do what the Lord has called us, assigned us, anointed us, and appointed us to do. A charge to keep I have, and a God to glorify. I'm going to press. Is anybody going to press with me this morning? Paul. There are three reasons why Paul suggested that they've got to press on. And I want to suggest those three reasons for us this morning. First of all, we got to press on because man wants to see us fail. We got to press on. We got to press on because man wants to see us fail. Paul says, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. NIV version says, beware of those men who do evil against you, those mutilators of the flesh. Beware of those because they want to see you fail. I had to ask God some questions here. Y'all will learn. Me and God just got a real relationship. Don't judge my relationship with God. I ain't gonna judge yours. Don't judge mine. Now, God, why in the world did Paul call them dogs? From Makoka, he then reminded me that three things you need to remember about a dog. And first of all, you can take a dog from puppyhood. You can love that puppy, nurture that puppy, feed that puppy, care for that puppy. But as soon as that puppy gets old enough, Dr. Hicklin, to smell himself, that same puppy you fed, loved, cared for, and nourished would turn and bite you. I need you to understand there's some dogs in the church that you cared for, that you love, that you nourish, that you help mature in the Lord, that as soon as they smell themselves, soon as they got a little power and a little position, they have turned and they now are biting you. Don't give up. Don't give up. I just want you to be aware that you might press on. Second thing you need to know about a dog is that a dog is always out there sniffing garbage. But what's so interesting about that watching is that the dog is always sniffing somebody else's trash can. Isn't it interesting that you got folk in here who can tell you more about what goes on in your house than you can tell, and you live there? Y'all ain't praying with me up in here. They want to go all in your past, all in your junk, all in your garbage. It is all an attempt to get you to stop, to give up, to give out, and to say, stop it, I ain't taking it no more. Just be aware and press on. Third thing you need to know about a dog is a dog, Sister Phillips, will find the most beautiful, fruit-bearing, productive tree in the yard, and that dog will lift up its leg and do its business on that tree. There are dogs in the church. on fire for the Lord. I know I'm preaching right in here. We'll find that one that says, for God I live and for God I die. There are some dogs that are doing their business. Oh, that y'all ain't helping me in here. I just need you to know you need to press on, because all they want to do is to see you fail. And I got a word to all my enemies. I got a word to all my folk, who all those folk who want to see me give up. Watch my foot, baby. I'm gonna press on, because I got a work to do. I got a work to do. Look at somebody and tell them, watch my foot. To press on, because man wants to see me fail. Secondly, I got to press on because I've not yet reached my goal line. Why in the world would you quit and you only part way in the journey? Why? I mean, Paul says, because think about it. If anybody ought to have confidence in the flesh, Paul said, I ought to have, because I got everything that this life says I ought to have to be successful. I was circumcised on the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. As concerning the law, I am the law. Y'all help me up in here. But Paul says, I count everything that I have but loss that I might have Christ. I count it but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, whom suffered all things that I might have all things. In other words, Paul said, I don't have nothing if I don't have Jesus. Do I have another witness up in here that can say, I realize I don't have anything if I don't have Jesus, and I can't stop halfway. I got to keep on and keeping on just to see what the end is going to be. Paul says, not that I have already attained, we're either already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am also apprehended. In other words, Paul is saying, I got to run after the one who for so long ran after me. Now, I need some honest folk in here to acknowledge the fact you ain't been saved all your life. I need some real folks in here who'll be honest enough to admit, I've done some things I shouldn't have done, been some places I shouldn't have been, said some things I should not have said. But out of all I did, God came to where I was. God picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on a solid ground, and he ran so long after me that now I got to run after him. I got to run to see what the Lord has in store. Is there anybody in Weeping Willow up in here who is determined? I got to run on to get to the end. I got to run on to get to my destination. I ain't there yet, Paul said. Not that I've already attained. I'm not there. I'm not there yet. Wait. One of the reasons that we're not there is because we missed the mark. Sin literally means to miss the mark. To sin means to miss the mark. And we've sinned, we missed the mark, and we've allowed ourselves, because we missed the mark, to stop in the run. But I need somebody to know that when we repent of our sin, anybody glad for repentance up in here? When we come take communion, that's a part of the repentance process. Anybody glad that God forgives up in here? Now, when we repent of our sin, the Bible says that God will throw our sin as far as the east is from the west. The Bible says that God will throw our sin in the sea of forgetfulness, never to rise again against us. But Hall, I need you to know that we got some church folk, some dogs, who will put on their scuba diving equipment, They will jump into the sea of forgetfulness. They will swim past all their sin. They'll go down to the bottom of the sea and pull up all of your sin. Say, yeah, you might be trying to live right now, but I know what you used to do. You might be trying to do good now, but I know where you used to go. You might be trying to do better now, but I know where you used to hang. You know what I tell them, Roz? I tell them every place they said I was there. Everything they said I did it. And I was good at what I did while I was doing it. And everybody they said I was with, yes, I was there. And the only reason they know I was there is because... Wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came. The things I used to do. I don't do anymore. I got to run on. I got to run on. I got to run on. I got to run on to see what the end is going to be. And in order to run on to see what the end, I got to forget what's behind. I gotta get to my end. I gotta get there. We gotta commune. But wait, check this out. Forgetting does not mean pretending it never happened. I mean, I did what I did. And I remember everything I did. Hello. And for those of you who want to pretend like you've never done anything, there always is someone that remembers for you. I'm just saying. Let me tell you what that means. Dr. Hinkley, there's a mark on my thumb right there. Little scar right there on my thumb. And I remember that. That's when I was learning to ride a bicycle with the type of handlebars that I had. My brother was teaching me how to ride a bicycle. And he taught me how to ride the bicycle the same way he taught me how to drive a street drive. He put me behind the wheel or put me behind the handlebars and say, mess up here. But you would have to have known my brother. He didn't use the words mess up here. On this hand right here, there's a scar. There's a scar right here. Some of us were horse playing when we were younger. And one of our friends saw this little girl that he liked in the midst of our horse playing. And he knocked all of us down. Don't act like y'all ain't never act a fool, fellas, over some little girl. And he knocked all of us down trying to get to the little girl. And they left a little scar right here on my hand. Got a scar right here from another little bicycle thing right here. I remember exactly what took place at the time that these scars came on my life. But now that I look at them, there is no longer any pain associated with the mark. Forgetting those things that are behind me, I gotta disconnect from the pain that was associated with all that. I need somebody to understand. You got to put the past in your past. So what if you've been hurt? Get rid of the pain. So what if you've been walked off? See what the end is going to be. Yes. If Dr. Henderson had 43 years, I got at least 44 years to go. So I ain't gonna try to tell it all in one day. And I don't know how we gonna do that, cause Bishop Battle still got to be my bishop. So I don't know how we gonna work that all out. I don't know how we gonna work that out. I got to press on. Because man wants to see me fail. I got to press on. Because I've not reached my goal line. And thirdly, I got to press on for God. Because God always pressed on for me. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, reaching to what is ahead, I press You got to know it ain't always gonna be easy. I press. That means you're gonna have some challenges along the way. I press. That means you're gonna be talked about along your journey. I press. That means some folk gonna criticize you, ostracize you, scandalize you, and call you everything but a child of God. But I understand I got to press on for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, I'm pressing toward that place that God has already pressed on for me through Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness up in here? For you see, when we were lost in a world of sin, when we were not fit to live, but were not ready to die, aren't you glad that God pressed on to make a way for us? For you see, John 3:16 puts it this way, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. I'm so glad that God pressed on for me. For you see, God pressed on when he gave us his only begotten Son. God pressed on when he allowed his Son to come down from 40 and 2 generations. Matthew said he was a babe lying in a manger. He was wrapped in the swaddling clothes. The Bible says at the age of 12, he was teaching scribes and Pharisees in the temple. But at the age of 30, he began to work miracles. When he turned water into wine, he began to open up blinded eyes. He made blind eyes to see. He made dumb ears, lips to talk. He made deaf ears to hear. And he made lame legs to walk. But I'm so glad that he pressed his way up Golgotha's hill. I'm so glad that he pressed his way, my God, on an old rugged cross. I heard somebody say they hung him high and they stretched him wide, that he hung his head and for me he died. But I heard that on early on Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. And I need you to know that if God pressed on for me, I got to press on for God. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on the heaven's table land. No higher plane that I have found. Lord, 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 plant my feet. Is there anybody here who's going to press on? Anybody here going to press on? Anybody here going to press on? Everybody is standing. Everybody is standing. Man wants to see me fail. Press on. I ain't reached my goal line. And I ain't stopping till I get there. Press on. I can't quit on God. Because even when I was at my worst, he never quit on me. Somebody ought to give God praise right there. Somebody ought to give God praise right there. You ought to tell somebody, you don't know where he's brought me from.
We hope that you've been encouraged and inspired by the Blessed Assurance Podcast with Pastor Enrico White, Senior Pastor of Weeping Willow AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and or seeking a church home, please feel free to worship with us at Weeping Willow AME Zion Church, located at 2220 Milton Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday morning worship with the preached word at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study, 12 noon and 6:30 p.m. and every first Sunday Holy Communion. For more information about Weeping Willow, please go online to www.weepingwillowamez.org or call 704-532-9125 or via email at wwillowchurch@aol.com. Finally, if this podcast has encouraged and inspired you, please come visit us at 2220 Milton Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. The Word of God says in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him."
This is Enrico White, pastor of the Weeping Willow AME Zion Church. I'm personally inviting you to join us for the experience. Experience the word. Experience the worship. Experience the witness at Weeping Willow AME Zion Church right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We have two wonderful worship experiences, 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Come be revived. Come be renewed as lives are being touched, hearts are being transformed. Weeping Willow is located 2220 Milton Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, or look for us on the web, weepingwillowamez.org. We'll see you real soon.